we're going to stay on our broadcast in Israel, and another broadcast partner, Rabbi Yoel Karen, joining us. I want to talk about a veil controversy that is developing among the Israelis, and not only the Palestinians, but the Jordanians and the Egyptians as well. We're talking about the heritage sites and the selection of two of those such sites by the Prime Minister Netanyahu. He wanted to include on his list of heritage sites Machpelah Cave, which is located in Hebron, and Rachel's Tomb, which is located in the city of Bethlehem. First of all, I want to find out what the heritage sites are. And Rabbi, talk to me, if you will. What is the Prime Minister's philosophy? What is he endeavoring to do with selecting these heritage sites around the state of Israel?
Right. Well, the idea is that the government, or the Prime Minister specifically, has taken a look at the state of the young people in Israel today, and he's determined that they don't really understand who they are and where they come from, and they're just sort of caught up in pop culture, and that they really have no sense of Jewishness in their own history. So he decided to create a list of Jewish heritage sites, and these sites will get special funding, and there'll be tourism encouraged, and school trips and things like that to show the children of Israel who they are, and that this land is theirs, and that anywhere you go in this land, that you'll find Judaism, you'll find Jewish history, and not some invented Palestinian history. And that's the whole idea behind the whole thing.
You know, it's really interesting to see that he has added Machpelah Cave, which was purchased with cash money by Abraham some 4,000 years ago. That is recorded right there in the book of Genesis, chapter 23. In fact, the title deed to that piece of real estate, the burial site for the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is paid for in cash money by Abraham those 4,000 years ago, and now the Palestinian people wanting to say Jews do not have a right to include that on a heritage list, and in fact they say it's Muslim when they only date back about 1,400 years ago. What do you think's going on there?
It's the same scam that we see run over and over again. With, you know, it's, a few hundred years ago, the Muslims also claimed that Rachel's tomb. They also went to pray at Rachel's tomb and recognize it as her tomb. The same is true with the Machpelah Cave. It's just the same scam that we see, like with the Temple Mount. You know, in 1929, we have pamphlets from the Islamic authorities touting it as the site of the temple. Today, they say there was no temple. You know, three, 400 years ago, They loudly explain that this was Rachel's tomb. Today they say it's the tomb of Muhammad's muezzin, the person who did the call to prayer for Muhammad. So it's revisionist history to try to strengthen their claim on the land, because they know that their hold on the land is tenuous. And well, they know that any history, any archaeology that really comes out of the ground is written in Hebrew.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when they try to claim that tomb there, referred to as Rachel's tomb, is someone else's, it's pretty difficult to go against the scriptures, where in chapter 35 of the book of Genesis, once Rachel died in childbirth, bearing Benjamin, the 12th of the 12 sons of Israel, and then Jacob buried her there and started back towards Jerusalem, and it's been there all of these years. And in fact, do not the Orthodox Jewish women make a yearly pilgrimage to Rachel's tomb? And why did they do that, by the way?
Because Rachel is their mother. They feel a special attachment to her. And every year on the date of her death, they go and they visit her grave, just like one would for their own parents, for their immediate parents. Rachel is the mother of all of us. And, you know, it's not only a special place for Jews, for Christians as well. We know in the Gospels, this is specifically mentioned when the slaughter of the innocents is recorded in Bethlehem, when the children are slaughtered in Bethlehem. That verse is quoted, that the voice was heard in Ramah. It was Rachel weeping for her children because they are no more. So this is a special place not only for Jews, but for Christians also. And so it is a heritage site. And the Machpelah Cave, it's the only intact Herodian structure still standing. It's the oldest building in the world still standing that's being used for its original purpose. And it's part of our lives. It's so wrapped up in part of even my being personally. You know, our friend, Baruch Ben Yosef, He was married in the Machpelah cave, and we celebrate our great events in our lives there. It's just so the idea that these people would be so enraged that we would claim that we have some connection to the graves of our own forefathers is just outrageous.
Well, and interestingly, the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, making the statement that because the prime minister has claimed these two particular sites, the Pila Cave and Rachel's tomb, this could possibly incite a holy war between the Palestinians and the Jewish people. Do you really think that that's just saber rattling, or could it really incite a holy war between these two people?
You know, anything could happen here. We never know what happens. We also know that they like to talk big. They come out, they whenever anything happens, we open a door on a building that's been closed for a few hundred years. You know, they'll go crazy. They throw rocks for a few days. They claim they're going to start World War III, and then things will settle down a little bit. But again, we never know what will be the spark that will actually set everything off. And we know it's coming. We just don't know exactly when.
It's also interesting to me to notice that Egypt, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, had a phone call this week with the president of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak. And the president of Egypt made a statement to your prime minister. He said, you better watch things there because we do not think that this decision to include these two sites in your heritage list is going to benefit the peace process, and indeed it could be very, very dangerous. Also, he added something about the Temple Mount, which King Abdullah of Jordan added as well. Now, my concern and my question to you, since I know you have an organization called La Mikdash, which means to the temple, to the Temple Mount area, you want to educate Jewish people and anybody else that would come and listen to you teach, but you want to educate the world about the significance of the most sacred piece of real estate in all of creation for the Jewish people, the Holy Temple Mount. Could this be a lead-up? Could the Palestinians, claiming that this could incite a holy war, if you include Machpelah Cave and also Rachel's tomb, could this lead to someday, very soon, them making a statement, no Jews are allowed up on the Temple Mount, they have no claim to it, and if you keep saying that, it could cause a holy war as well?
Well, at this very second, Jews are not allowed up on the Temple Mount because they're rioting right now. Because it started in Hebron, spread to the Temple Mount, and whenever the Arabs misbehave, the Jews are punished. I don't know how that works, but this is the way it is here. The Arabs start throwing rocks, and the Jews are banned from the Temple Mount. It's just, it's absolutely unfathomable. You know, our rabbis of old, they told us, they said, three things the nations can never claim that we stole. The Temple Mount, David paid for it from Arabna, the Jebusite. Joseph's tomb was also paid for, and the Machpelah cave in Hebron, bought with money, a fair price. If you remember in the Bible, they tried to give it to Abraham. They said, you know what, what the shekels between me and you, you know, take the choice, whatever you want. He says, no, I'll pay for it. He knew what was going to happen. He knew they would claim that we stole it from them. We paid for all these places. We paid a fair price for all of them. And exactly these three places, and now with the addition of Rachel's tomb, they want to say it's theirs. They want to say we can't have it. And Netanyahu is digging in his heels here, so this could well turn into something big.
Well, I think if I remember correctly, reading from the record about King David purchasing from Ornan the Jebusite that threshing floor, Ornan tried to give it to King David, but he said, no, I'm not going to take something free. I'm going to pay for a place that I'm going to offer sacrifice.
The exact same thing that happened with Abraham. They tried to give it to him, and he refused. He insisted on paying for it.
It is so very interesting to me that this is all happening at this time in history. When the efforts are being done, put together by the Orthodox Jewish community to prepare to put a temple up on the Temple Mount, and it seems to me, Rabbi, and you, I want you to make a comment on this, it seems to me the closer the Jewish people get ready and prepared to put a temple on the Temple Mount, the more controversial the site becomes and the more the community of the Muslim world does not want to have a Jew any place near that sacred piece of real estate.
When a woman is giving birth, until that baby is born, every contraction that brings it closer is more intense and more painful. And that's exactly what we're seeing here.
Do you believe that it could be in the very near future that this thing all blows up and makes preparation for the temple to be placed up on the Temple Mount there?
I do. I really do. You know, the rabbis used to say, let him come and let me not see it, because they knew how bad it would be right before the time that the Messiah came. But, you know, I can't say I don't want to see it. I want to see it. I know it's going to be tough, and I know some bad things are going to happen. But like I always say, we know how it turns out in the end, so I have faith and I'm ready.
Rabbi Yoel Karen, he heads up an organization, La Mikdash, to the temple. And, of course, I wanted to talk with him about the possibility of the Muslim world getting up in arms about the fact that the Jews have a claim to the Temple Mount. That's been known for a long time. The controversy is going to continue on until all the birth pangs, as the rabbi did say, have been completed and the birth, the appearance of Messiah does take place. Rabbi Karen, always a joy to be able to try to catch you on the run, be able to talk with you. Appreciate it so very much. We'll talk again along the way.
Thank you very much.